الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن كان ذو عسرة فنظرة إلى ميسرة وأن تصدقوا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون وقال تعالى كما تعيشون تموتون كما تموتون تبعثون يوم القيامة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders, my brothers, I was talking to you the last week, the same hadith, kama ta'ishuna tamutuna, wa kama tamutuna tub'asuna. The person who live in this world, whichever way, either in the obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, or in the life of disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whichever he's going to die, whichever way he's going to die, he's going to be resurrected. अच्छे आमाल के साथ मरा है तो अच्छी जिंदगी होगी कयामत में, बुरे आमाल के साथ है तो बुरी होगी, विच एवर वे. जैसी जिंदगी वैसी मौत होगी, जैसी जिंदगी वैसी मौत होगी. विच एवर वे वी स्पेंड अवर लाइफ द पर्सन विल डाई द सेम वे. مولانا علی میاں صاحب نور اللہ مرکدہ ہیرود کتاب اس کال دعوت و عظیمت ہی مینشن ان دا کتاب. علامہ ابن تیمیہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ شیخ الاسلام علامہ ابن تیمیہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ مینشن دا اسٹوری. ہی روٹ دا 800 پیجز اباؤٹ دا لائف آف ابن تیمیہ شیخ الاسلام ابن تیمیہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. जिंदगी लिखी है उनकी. इसे इस वेर हजरत शेख उल इस्लाम अल्लामा इब्ने तैमिया रहमतुल्लाह अलैह एंड ही वाज ओल्ड एंड ही गिवन सम फतवा. एट दैट टाइम द रूलर एंड द किंग डिडंट लाइक द फतवा एंड ही वाज एंग्री विद हिम एंड ही डिसाइडेड इन द शॉर्ट वे आई एम जस्ट टॉकिंग टू यू डिसाइडेड टू पुट हिम इन जेल. He snatched all his book away. He snatched all his book away. Shaykhul Islam rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, you can take all my book away, but the one book which I got in my heart, you cannot snatch that one. Sari kitab meri le lo, lekin mere dil mein jo kitab hai Quran Kareem wo to nahi le sakte hain. You cannot take the kitab which I memorized, which I got in my heart, Quran Kareem. You cannot snatch that kitab. You cannot take the kitab.
By the way, they decided to put him in a jail. Hazrat was little but ill also, very old too. He said to the judge, you can put me in a jail, no problem. But please put someone with me who can help me. So they decided to put with him his brother. His brother. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah used to recite the Quran a lot. Mentioned, Maulana Rimiya sahab rahmatullah mentioned that he used to recite the Quran. Quran. Maulana Rimiya sahab himself also. Himself. He passed away in 1420. 1420 he passed away. Subhanallah. And he passed away in the month of Ramadan in 22nd Roza. And he passed away just before Juma Namaz. While he was reciting Surah Yasin. Himself. He was reciting Surah Yasin. And when he reached the ayat, Lahum maghfiratu wa ajrun kareem. And he passed away. Lahum maghfiratu wa ajrun kareem. And he passed away. He wrote so many books. SubhanAllah. So Ibn Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi, used to recite the Quran a lot. SubhanAllah. Whatever work we do in our life, it will help us. If we do right things, it will help us at the time of death. If we do not perform our salah, then the day we're going to die, we're not going to read salah too. Look at Shaykh al-Islam. The judge decided, okay, we can keep your brother with you in the jail. And he agreed, okay. The brother can help me, support me, because Shaykh al-Islam was very, very old. And he was very sick also. His brother mentioned that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah, my brother, he don't have any book, but he used to recite Quran every day, whatever. But he know meaning, he memorized the whole Quran. He was reciting Quran every day. In 12 months, he completed 40 Qurans. In 12 months, in the jail. And it's just, this is a not comfortable zone. Jail is not comfortable zone. We don't even recite one Quran a year while we are sitting in a comfortable zone. Our house is comfortable. Our life is comfortable. We are sitting always in the house of Allah. We don't even complete once a year too. Hum toh saal mein ek baar bhi Quran nahi pura karte. While we got a comfortable zone. We got everything. But look at Shaykh al-Islam rahmatullah alayhi. There's no, and those times jail was very severe, very bad. Not like today's. He completed 40 Qurans by heart in that jail, in the prison. In 1 year. The second year starts. While he was so sick also. He was ill. The following year he started Quran again. And he completed in the second year another 40 times Quran Kareem. So in 2 years in prison, in the jail, he completed 80 times full Quran. Well, third year started. Maulana Rimiya sahab mentioned the third year started. And he started first Quran. And he reached to the Suratul Qamar. Suratul Qamar, 27 para. And he reached the ayat, Inna al-muttaqina fi jannati wa nahar. Inna al-muttaqina fi jannati wa nahar. The muttaqin people, they will enter in Jannah and they will get the big, big rivers in Jannah. And he passed away. Jaisi zindagi, waisi maut aayegi. Jaisi zindagi, waisi maut aayegi. So I was talking to you about Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu last week. And I promised to complete that. And make dua to inshallah complete too. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, his father was Abdullah ibn Amr, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. He said to his son, Jabir, and Jabir was at 15 years old, only 15 years old. Those times, the always children focused the parents, what my father does. Mera baap kya kar raha hai? Meri maa kya kar rahi hai? The folk children always focus the parents. If the parents does good things, the children also start doing good things. The parents are doing bad things, then they don't have to complain to the people that my son is taking drugs or my son is doing like this and doing that. If a father is on the straight path, on the straight track, definitely the children will follow. Because I don't have time to go more detail about Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi. The parents was so pious, and they made dua. He went on the wrong track, and they used to get up at time of tahajjud, and they were making dua for the children. Inna Allah la yudi'u ajral muhsinin. Allah doesn't waste the effort of the believers, effort of the good doers, subhanallah. They used to make dua. What happened? He went on the wrong track, and he came and asked the father, give me some money, I want to do some business. Father gave him some money. He went by some shaykh and he started learning the hadith. He became the sheikhul hadith, the imamul hadith, and he became the ustad of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. Abdullah ibn Mubarak is a long story. I don't want to go more in detail about it. How was his life in the beginning? Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghuddah rahimahullah mentioned in his kitab that one day Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, his son, also used to get up for tahajjud. Was very young, 15 years old, used to get up for tahajjud. And used to watch his father. And also used to raise his hand behind his father. When father completed his tahajjud, he also raised his hand. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi made dua. Allahumma arham al-Shafi'i. Ay Allah have mercy upon Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ustad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah. Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal ke ustad hai. Today the youngsters don't care about the ustad to make dua for them. Forget the ustads. They don't even make dua for their own parents too. Our youngsters have no time to make dua for their parents too. That like I read my Fajr namaz, after Fajr I raise my hand, I make dua for my father. I read my Zohar Salah and raise hand, let me make dua for my father and my mother. Forget the entire ummah. They don't have time to make dua for anyone's. They don't even make dua for their own parents also. Allahu Akbar. Here Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, he raised his hand and said, Allah, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, parham farma. So beta pooch raha hai after dua, Abba, man Imam Shafi'i, alladhi tadu'u lahu, Marratan, who's the Imam Shafi'i? You making dua for him every time. He says, Sami'ta awwalan ya abni. Oh my son, you have heard first time. Adu'u lahu mundu 30 sanawat. I am making dua not from one night. You heard today, I'm making dua from 30 years for my ustaz. Goodness, 30 years for one. 30 साल से दुआ करें तहज्जुद में अपने उस्ताद के लिए. मेरे बेटे के पास टाइम नहीं. My son have no time to make dua for the father, for the mother. The ustad who taught you adib til ya and ya till end. Subhanallah. We have no time to make dua in our life for our ustads, for our shuyukh, for our father, for our mother, for our brother, for entire Muslims. Imam Shafi'i was a great person. There was two intelligent people in this world. There are many. But the fuqaha said, ulama said, Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And number two, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi. They were very, very intelligent. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, once he went as a guest to the house of his student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi kept the wuzu water for ta'ajjud for Ustaji. He ate everything and the Ustaji went in the room to sleep. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal went away to sleep. He got up for ta'ajjud. After Fajr time, he went to wake the Ustad up. Ustad is ready to go for Fajr Salah. Ready to go for Fajr Salah. Hazrat, what happened? You didn't sleep. Oh my Lord. Isha ke baad se lekar fajr tak main soya hi nahi. I didn't sleep because the ayat what I recited in the beginning, wa in kana dhu usratin fanaziratun ila maysara wa an tasaddaq khairul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. Ye ayat to hai, agar tum kisi ko qarz do to usko zara chance do, mohlat do agar uske paas nahi hai. If you give someone's a qarz asana, give him some time to pay if you don't have. Wa anta saddaqu, if you forgive him, khairul lakum, is better for you. In kuntum ta'lamun, if you know about it, what is the reward by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, from the Isha time till Fajr, I have taken out 108 masail from this ayat. Didn't sleep. Soya nahi puri raat. Today our youngsters, they're supposed to go to the finished maktab. We don't have to sit by the some alim to learn something. Our youngsters today, they don't have time to come early in the masjid to learn something. To sit by sheikh or some alim to go and ask him some masail. No. In the time of sahaba and companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Abdullah ibn Umar, they were not Bukhari Sharif that time. No Muslim, no Tirmizi, no Abu Dawud, no Kitab. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to ask one hadith to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who was Abdullah ibn Umar? He was a young Sahabi, very young Sahabi. He went to ask the hadith of Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allama ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi, who was a student of Allama Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned, I'tamara ibn Umar alfa umrah. Abdullah ibn Umar performed 1,000 umrah. Kitna umrah? Wasitteen hajjan, and he performed 60 hajj. وَعْتَكَ أَلْفَ عُبَّاد, and he freed 1,000 slaves in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah mentioned. Those times they used to tell each other, I want to learn this masala from somebody. I want to learn from someone. Ibn Umar rahmatullah radiyallahu ta'ala went to Abu Huraira. He says, Abu Huraira, if you heard some hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I never heard, please can you tell me some hadith? Look at it. He's going for listen. By Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Ibn Umar, listen. If you perform someone's janaza namaz, you will get the reward of one mount of Uhud. One kirat. Mention Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi also this hadith. This hadith just passed in Kitab al-Janais a few days ago by our students. I used to tell them, look at here. They used to go each other. If I knew something, I used to tell others. If I don't know, I used to go to ask some other person who knows about it. He went there and asked. He says, if you perform janaza namaz, you will get a reward of one mount of Uhud. And if you go to burial of the person by the grave for burial, subhanallah, you will get a second mount of Uhud reward. Now here, janaza namaz and burial, two Uhud pahar ke barabar sawab hai. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, pure pahar ka pebble banaya jaye, tukre tukre tukre, chote chote, kitne ho jayenge? Can you count? Can you count that? He says, itni neki Allah tumko denge. Allah will grant you that much of reward if you make a pebbles of the mount of Uhud. How much reward? You cannot even count, subhanAllah. Allah will grant you the reward. Just two mount of Uhud just to perform janazah salah. So, Abdullah ibn Umar says, I miss lots of karahid. I miss lots of reward. Anyway, I'll go otherwise another side. I'm coming back to now. Jabir bin Abdullah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His father was Abdullah. Abdullah, radiallahu, he told his son, Jabir, just one day before Battle of Uhud, he said, Ya Jabir, he was 15 years old. He told him, oh my son, listen, tomorrow I'm going in a battle of Uhud, the second Hijri. And listen, I'm going to be a shaheed. Tomorrow I'm going to become shaheed. I'm going to pass away. I'm going to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, subhanAllah. He said to his son, and he went to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say, Rasulullah, I'm coming tomorrow, joining in the battle. It's no more. Then father called Jabir by the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him, Ya Jabir, listen, two things. I got lots of debt on my head. Lots of debt. Yes, sometimes person needs debt. Debt can take. But try to stay away. But if you need, I was just reading the 10 hadith Ibn Kasir rahmatullah, Imamuddin Ibn Kasir rahmatullah mentioned in Tafsir Ibn Kasir in the commentary of this ayah, wa in kana dhu usratin fa naziratun ila maysara wa an tasaddaqu khayrun lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. Agar tum kisi ko karz hasana do aur uske paas nahi hai time par nahi hai, he don't have to pay you back on time, to give some more time to pay, okay, never mind, you can pay me after 2 weeks or after 1 month, the reward. Hadith is quoted in Ibn Kasir rahmatullah, he says, hadith is quoted in Ibn Majah, also Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, Imam Hakim mentioned, Sahih Mustadrak Hakim mentioned, the person who lends someone karzi hasana, I'm giving you debt, you can pay me in so and so. For example, he gave someone £10,000, okay, £10,000, and he said, I'm going to pay you first date of next month. In January 1st day, I'm going to pay you back. The first day of January comes. And he said to him, listen, I don't have now. The business is slow. The business is slow. And this is, please give me some more days or some more weeks. I will pay you back. And he promised that. Hadith mein aata hai, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salasatul haqqullahi, haqqullahi awnahum. There is three people. It's the rights of Allah to help. There is three people, the rights of Allah to help them. Number one, al-mujahid fi sabilillah, the person who go in the path of Allah to learn knowledge or in tabligh to spread the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah will help him. Number two, the second person who make intention, al-mukatab alladhi yuridu al-ada, the person who is taking the debt and his intention to pay back, Allah will help him. The third person, the person who want to marry just to save himself from guna. I want to get married, I want to protect myself from guna. Allah will help him to protect him from guna. There's three people in the hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, subhanallah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Ibn Majah, they mentioned this hadith, Ibn Kasir rahmatullah mentioned, the person who lent someone's karzi hasana and he couldn't pay on time. He couldn't pay and he said, sorry, I will pay you, give me some more weeks. What will happen? If you give charity, for example, I gave charity £1,000 today, you will get the reward of 1,000 charity finished. Charity's reward is so much in the hadith. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when Allah ta'ala created this dunya, what is the most hardest things Allah created in this world? Most hardest. Mountain. Al-Jibal. Khalaq al-Jibala. Then angel asked, Man ashaddu minhu? What is more harder than that? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, subhanallah. Then Sahaba asked, what is the more harder than that? It says, fire. Iron. Hadith. خلق الحديد. The iron can break the mountains. Ask the man أشد منه. What is more harder than irons? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the fire. Fire can melt the iron. Then asked him, what is more harder than fire? He says water. خلق الماء. Pani. Water. Can he extinguish and put it off the fire? Then asked the Sahaba, what is more harder than water? Allah the Rasul said charity. Charity. Why? As-sadaqatu tutfi'u ghadab al-rab. As-sadaqatu sadaqa. Allah ke gusse ko khatam kar deta hai. Not the fire. Extinguish the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. The anger of Allah Ta'ala. And the person die with iman also. Look at, if you give charity, you get the reward finished. But if you lend someone's karz-e hasana, lesson that is, you can open the Ibn Kasir rahmatullahi, you can open the Ibn Majah, you can open the Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Musnad Ahmad, you can find this hadith is written there. 10 hadith is written there. One of them, Hazrat Buraida, radiallahu ta'ala, mentioned, if I lend someone £10,000, okay, borrowing him. You're going to pay me next month, first day. It's okay, I'm going to pay you, inshallah. And his intention to pay. Now the first month came away. His reward started from the day he gave the person the karzi hasana. Every day he getting reward of 10,000 giving charity the path of Allah. Every day. Har din usko 10,000 charity dene ka sawab hai. Until that man pay you back. Now he came the next month, he says, I don't have money, inshallah. Give me another one more month or one few weeks. Now the second Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the moment he says, I don't have, give me some more time. So he said, okay, another 3 weeks, another 4 weeks. After that, not one time. He says, now second month, your charity started multiplied to double. You paid 10,000 to him. Now because you gave him chance, you gave him some more time, Allah will grant you every day 20,000 spending in the path of Allah. Mm-hmm. 20,000 Allah ke raaste mein kharch karne ke barabar sawab hai. Meri baat samajhte ho ke nahi samajh rahe? Jabir bin Abdullah se, he was crying in a Masjid Nabawi sasam. Didn't forget the story still there. Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala said, Allah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la tabki ya Jabir, na rovo. But he was keep on, because father passed away and he left Taraka, he left so many Taraka and Karza behind. And so many, and not the Muslim people. He borrowed money from the Jewish people. Jewish people. And other side, Hunna, Taraka, Tis'a, Banat, and he left behind 9 daughters. Now the 15 years old boy have to pay debt and have to look after the 9 sisters also. There is nobody there. Only one son, all the daughters. He was crying. He said, Ya Jabir, let me tell you something. Just for tasalli and taziyat. I saw your father after he passed away. I saw your father, subhanallah, that Allah after death, he agreed to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah called him. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoken to him directly. Kallam Allah tabarak wa ta'ala liyabi. And further you started crying. He said, listen, Ya Jabir, your father, Allah asking him, Ya Aba Abdullah, what do you want? Sal tu'ta. Whatever you ask me today, I'll give you. He said, Ruddani ila dunya marratan saniya. I don't want nothing. Ya Allah, I want you to send me back in this dunya. The test and sweetness I had when I became shaheed in the path of Allah. I want to get that sweetness again. Mujhe wo? میٹھی چیز ابھی چاہیے جو آدمی کو شہادت کے وقت اللہ دیتا ہے وہ بعد میں نہیں ملتی ہے. اللہ اکبر. Said, this is not going to work. We can't send you anybody back to the dunya. Anything else you want after dunya, after death, it can give you, but not, you can't go. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. Some people, they're going to die. And they're going to say, Ya Allah, send me back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. Let me, send me back. I can read my namaz again. Because I didn't read my namaz. in the dunya. You gave me 40 years, 30 years. I forgotten. I never eaten namaz. I never kept the fast. I never recited Quran. La'alli amalu salihah. Taraktu. Allah send me back to the dunya. I can read my namaz. I can become a pious person. Allah says, inna kalimatun huwa qailuha. Whatever you said is finished. You can't go back to the dunya. Allah has given me the dunya today. We are alive. We can read namaz time to time. We can read the Quran. Tomorrow after that, there will be no chance to do anything. So this is a golden chance that Allah has given me. Few years, few months, few days. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite, to perform namaz on time. And give us tawfiq to recite the Quran. But the topic didn't end. I'm still here. Abdullah ibn Jabir's father, what happened after that? He buried. And what happened after that? How many times? The body, subhanallah, and he was refreshed, the whole longer story, and Jabir bin Abdullah's story mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, inshallah sometime. Wa akhiru da'wana, anil hamdulillahi rabbil